Let us bring in our chief meteorologist, our only meteorologist. Good morning, Pat.
Well, you can't say that.
That's right. We got the weekend. We got
the two Anthony's on the weekend.
Yeah, but they're not the big cheese.
They're not the big cheese, right?
They're the souffles.
There's little, if any, change. And, you know, a lot of clouds have charged in now from the old storm of last weekend that's along the Georgia coast. And it will be very weak, but just sort of, you know, it's a moisture field, just moving up in our direction. So on the cloudy side today, some late spotty showers, 75 to 80. Cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Cloudy Saturday, late showers. I don't think there'll be anything before that. Mid-70s to near 80 tomorrow. So that should be great for all the outdoor activities. And your Sundays, typical summer days, hazy warm. A shower or thunderstorm, 80, again, here and there. And Monday, showers or thunderstorm, mid-70s to around 80 degrees. And then a little cooler, a little drier as we move into Tuesday. So really, it's not a terrible weekend. It's not as sunny and beautiful as we would like, but it's certainly not going to be wet, that's for sure.
Well, you can't have everything.
No, you can't. Yeah.
So, Pat, are you excited? So, with some new movies coming out? I don't know whether they're going to be streaming, but they're going to be new. Downton Abbey, A New Era.
I've never watched, so I'm not excited about that. But
thank you. I've never watched it either. I really haven't.
Yeah, I know people that just absolutely love it.
Okay, how about Top Gun Maverick?
Not wild about that.
Wow.
No. No. Go ahead, keep going.
Those are the two ones that are new that I know of.
June 10th, huh? Jurassic Park.
You know what? You mentioned that. I drink Dr. Pepper, okay?
Yeah.
I drink Dr. Pepper. So I get I probably have one every 2 days or maybe 2 days in a row. So I go pick up a 12-pack that they sell all these things. And I get it home, and I think it's the Diet Dr. Pepper. No, it's a zero-calorie Dr. Pepper Cherry. It's not. It's Dr. Pepper Blue and Beta. Dark Berry. And I said, what the hell is this all about? It's about the new Jurassic Park. So if you're going to see the new Jurassic Park, I bet you you're going to see Dr. Pepper soda cans around. But I think this should be the final Jurassic Park, right?
This is the final Jurassic Park, yeah.
You know, I think, actually, unlike most movies, I will take Jurassic Park and put it up there with Marvel's The Avengers series.
Yeah.
They got better, and they kept the story going all along, okay? And they
I agree.
And Jurassic Park is one of those movies where there might have been one or two little boring parts in some of the movies, but other than that, I think they've improved every time, and I think they've changed the script and changed it. I think they've done a good job.
If you watch the trailer to the one that's coming out June 10, it's incredible. It lots of special effects, and it is just moving. So I'll be excited to see that.
So you'll be going right to the movies to see that.
I think so. I wouldn't want to miss it on the big screen, you know. And then if I want to watch it again, then you know, once it streams, I'll stream it. Yeah, but I think I would like to go to the movies to see that. And I haven't been to the movies in a long, long time.
Well, I have to say, I've got a 90-inch screen, and it's only about 7 feet away from me, and I have surround sound with the big bass speaker that's underneath my chair. And with the lights off, I'm telling you, it's just like being at the movie theater.
My screen is 80, and I have surround sound.
Huh.
So it's not too much smaller than yours, but there's still nothing like going to see it in the movies.
I don't know. I you know, there's people always talk. They got their phones. They chew with their mouth open, and you can hear them chew and stuff like that, you know?
Well, I don't know. Maybe where you go, but I go to, there's an AMC theater down at the Palisades Mall here. And if I go on a Tuesday, which is discount day if you have a, if you're a stub holder, $6 for all movies. Usually I get into the theater, and if there is five or six people in the whole theater on a Tuesday afternoon, you're lucky. So it's almost like having a private showing. And that's what I'll do. That's what I'll do. I'll do it on a Tuesday afternoon.
Now, do you buy popcorn?
No, I don't like popcorn.
You don't? The man no. doesn't like popcorn. The man I doesn't like corned beef.
Nope.
Pat. Nope.
I will get nothing. Sometimes if I'm in the mood, I'll get the small little pretzel things. Other than that, nope, I don't have anything during the movie.
When I was a kid, you know, it was my favorite thing to eat. Well, of course, I, as being someone who likes to eat his whole life, my favorite thing when I was a kid were the chocolate-covered, we used to call them chocolate-covered ants, chocolate-covered raisins.
Raisins, right.
Right. And there were these little round chocolate discs that had sprinkles on top of them. I forget what they were called.
Nonpareils.
I used to love those.
They still have them.
I used to.
Yeah.
But
they used to call them in the box. They're called snow caps.
Yeah, I used to love them.
They're very, very small ones. And also the other, another one of my favorites in the movie was Goobers, the chocolate covered peanuts.
And also Twizzlers. Come on, Twizzlers.
Yeah. But now I stay away from the Twizzlers because
your teeth,
my mouth is too expensive. Yeah,
there was Twizzlers I used to like in the movies, and also there was this thing, there was this knockoff of Good and Plenty. I forget what it was called, Jack and Jack or something. Whatever.
Oh, Mike and Ike.
I used to like Mike and Ike.
Yeah.
See, and now I say I used to, these were, as you can now tell, Pat, I liked everything.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I liked everything as a kid. Now when I watch movies, I just like popcorn. I just like
Isn't
popcorn.
That funny? You like popcorn? Well, yeah. I was never a popcorn fan, nor will I ever be. So
really?
That's the end of that. Yeah, no, not at all. And I went to my dentist yesterday because, first of all, I wanted her to fix part of one of the bridges that she put in my mouth. She did that in 3 minutes. And then I said to her, I said, Dr. Kupchak, I'm not happy with the right side on the bottom of my mouth. And she goes, we're back to this again. I said, yes, it doesn't look right. I said, those four or five teeth are below all the other teeth. She goes, well, that's because of your overbite. I said, no. I said, I looked in the mirror. I said, and I did the overbite in the mirror. And there's no difference from one side to the other. So she's looking with her little, you know, those little glasses and those little spotlights that they wear around their head.
Yeah.
And she goes, you know, well, we could try. I said, well, I hope so, because I'm not too happy with this. She goes, all right, well, we're going to have to take impressions again. I said, all right. And I said, I can't do it now. You know, I said, I'm really on my work schedule, and Minnesota's under tornado risk today. She goes, oh, you're kidding. I said, no. She said, all right, make an appointment and we'll do impressions. I said, okay, fine. Nearest appointment is June 2nd. I said, oh my goodness, boy. Thriving business, isn't it?
It's pretty amazing. Well, I'm going to get the scratch fixed in my car. And because there's not that many body shops left, believe it or not, we've got a couple of great body shops in our area. My appointment to drop the car off is on the 23rd of May.
Are you 23rd of May?
Well, there's only a few body shops left, and I'm talking about good body shops.
Why is that? Because we have plenty down here.
Well, you're out in the hinterlands here, and people, when they learn the trade here and they work at the body shops,
they do it themselves.
Then they leave, and they can make far more bigger money working in bigger places.
Right. Oh, I got you.
But anyways, Sharon Auto Body does a great job. They are fantastic. So I'll drop it off on the 23rd. It's a 4 day job, so I won't have the car all week. But yep, 23rd.
Wow.
There's only so much she can do.
What else can you do? Boy, yeah, you know.
All right, so we've got an okay, kind of like summertime weekend this weekend.
Yeah, there's going to be a couple of showers here and there, folks. Don't let it change your plans. Enjoy it, be safe, and I will see you Monday morning.